is the MJ Morning Show Podcast.
Initiate procedure.
Okay, the MJ Radio Network. We are go.
Now, stand by for the MJ Morning Show.
Tell me if you believe this for one second, that people are naming their pets after COVID-19.
Yes, I believe it.
You really believe that? Really?
Yes. Because people sometimes are unoriginal, and then you just grab the first thing that comes to mind, COVID. Pandemic.
There is a site called Rover. I guess it's for pet sitters and dog walkers.
Okay.
Rover? They released its annual list of the 100 most popular male and female dog names for 2020, and they found these names are up significantly. Covey.
That's cute.
Covey. Really? We're in the middle of a crap storm pandemic, and it's getting worse and worse and worse. You think Covey is a cute name?
If there wasn't a pandemic and you never heard the word COVID before, and it's like, this is my dog, Covey, you're like, oh, how nice.
The popularity of the name Covey is up 1,159%. Rona is another name. Come here, Rona. Sit, Rona. Sit. Sit, Ubu, sit.
But Rona. That'll stand the test of time because Rona could also be a Corona beer.
Nobody thinks about Corona beer anymore when they hear Corona.
Also, when I was a kid, there was like an entertainment reporter on Good Morning America called Rona Barrett.
My neighbors were named the Coronas.
Remember her? Rona.
I've heard it before as a woman's first name, Rona.
Rona, it's me.
You know what? That does sound like a serious smoker name, doesn't it?
It's me, Rona. How can I help you?
Isn't there a woman who's like in charge of the Republican committee named Rona?
Rona.
Oh, it's Rona, idiot.
Rona McDaniel.
Oh. I'm Rona.
Yeah, she's Mike Huckabee's daughter. As a matter of fact.
Badass.
Rona.
Yes.
Rona, how many packs a day are you down to now?
Oh, I'm down to 12 from 23.
Rona, do you work at a nice, like, greasy diner?
Why would you judge me like that?
No, seriously.
What did you say?
Well, you didn't hear me. Let me repeat. Why would you judge Rona like that, bitch?
It's a compliment.
Women are Rona, very catty.
Rona.
Rona, you still smoking Virginia Slims?
Oh, no. Marlboro Reds unfiltered.
All right, so Covey, Rona, and Corona are all up in popularity. Who the hell is naming their dog after the pandemic? Come on.
Is Vaccine on the list? Come here, Vaxie.
Maxine.
Maxine?
Oh, you know what? If you know a Maxine, just start calling her Vaccine. So all Maxines are now Vaccine. If you work with a Maxine, yep, that's it. Your name is now Vaccine.
I'm sure all Maxines are thrilled about that.
Anybody naming their dog Mask?
This is the MJ Morning Show Podcast.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top 5 Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
Thanks for listening to the MJ Morning Show Podcast.
Without further ado, here we go. It is Froggy's... What is the name of your...
My name's DJ Scrizzle Scrizzle. Mess it up, I'm going to kick you in the head.
All right, DJ Scrizzle Scrizzle, and the name of the group is the Froggy Flaming Tadpoles?
No, School of Tadpoles.
Flying Tadpoles.
Flaming or flying, that's dumb.
Yeah.
School of Tadpoles.
His flaming band is totally different.
All right, here's...
This is called... Garbage can car. It's about Fester's car.
Here we go.
Yeah! MJ Morning Show! Q105! Fester's fat ass! Let's go. Fester, my big fat friend. I can't take it anymore. I cannot pretend. not your breath, it's okay so far. This time around, it's your piece of crap car. What the hell is that turd you're driving? That car sucks, there's no denying. Push that thing off a bridge, my man. I never seen a fat guy drive a garbage can. Like Sasquatch driving just for fun. Fat ass Harry and the Hendersons. That car's a brutal eyesore. Did you buy it at the crappy car store? Nothing but hell on wheels. Pay a couple guys to blow it up for reals. It's so ugly, a real trash pile. You should burn it down with a big fat smile. A dumpster on four tires. If you think it's nice, you're a liar. Filled to the roof with fast food trash. The big golf cups protect you in a crash. What the hell is that turd you're driving? That car sucks, there's no denying. Push that thing off a bridge, my man. I never seen a fat guy drive a garbage can. The inside is a trash dump. Drive off a cliff at the last second jump. Then watch that trash pile burn. It'll look better, no need for concern. Old ass Lincoln Town car. Do not expect to get very far. Push that thing off a bridge, my man. Never seen a fat guy drive a garbage can.
Uh-oh. Froggy's getting into position now. It is time for the stunt. There's a floor trampoline. Froggy's going to jump on the trampoline and try to hurl himself through hula hoops on top of metal trash cans.
Squizzle, squizzle!
Oh, my God.
You're right?
That didn't work.
What hurts?
It was too high.
What hurts?
It was too high, my ankle.
Is it twisted?
I don't know. It was too high, Fish. I told you.
Are you bleeding?
He didn't come close to clearing the trash can.
Oh, my. Okay, MJ.
That was my bone.
It's your bone.
Shoot, it's man. Your bone.
Look, you can see where he hit his bone.
Get out of here, man. God, I knew it was too high, Fester. I fell backwards. I hit my head.
You're the one who designed the thing. Oh, my.
You okay?
God, not even close.
Try it again.
Oh, my God.
Try it again?
The whole building shook. Those lawyers downstairs.
Thing off me.
Rocks.
The helmet.
They're going to hate us. This room looks like a garbage truck got dumped over.
Did Froggy put a helmet on?
Yeah. I got a motorcycle helmet for him.
That's ridiculous looking. I couldn't see because I was blocked by the trash cans that were so hot. Froggy, you okay?
I fell backwards, man.
Did you break anything?
I don't know, but I'm pissed off because Fester's... He wanted me to go higher.
You scratched the wall. Look at the gouge you put in the wall.
Uh-oh.
Oh.
Ooh, oh, my. Ooh, look at the wall.
Look at my leg.
All right, folks.
All right, that one didn't go well.
Q105 is giving you the best of MJ.
Did you guys see the Rockefeller Center Christmas tree?
No.
Okay.
What happened to that thing?
It is the perfect tree for 2020.
It's awful looking. It is.
How's it all? I thought it was like the most beautiful tree.
No. It's supposed to be. No.
Did you see the before and after?
Yeah. It's almost like it got run through the Fargo wood chipper on the way from Oneonta, New York.
Down to
that's where the tree came from. It's like a 70-foot. Is that a spruce or whatever the heck it is? Oh, I got the story
it's
here.
It's big but sad looking.
The redwood.
It's like the Charlie Brown Christmas tree.
Right.
And they're saying, oh, it looks great. No, it does not look great. Like half the tree is like missing and branches are snapped off. It looks like the flatbed truck that retrieved this truck in upstate New York in Oneonta and drove it all the way down to Manhattan to be put in front of Rockefeller Center. You know, they do the big Christmas tree lighting ceremony, the whole shebang, and Al Roker pushes the button, and Savannah Guthrie's out there, and blah, blah, blah. This tree, it looks like the flatbed trailer that was hauling the tree. Looks like it had a rollover accident.
I know.
And then they got dragged like 200 yards down the road on the New York State Thruway. Roxanne is looking at the image right now. And
that's awful.
It is.
It's a really
Everything's
sad
missing.
Tree.
It is not it's a like, fleshed out tree.
What?
They picked that one?
I don't know. Well,
when it was still standing,
it was
beautiful.
Yes.
It was perfect.
It looked good. The tree was a good-looking tree. There's a side-by-side comparison of what the tree looked like before it was harvested, you know, chopped down in Oneonta, New York. And now the image of it being lifted by the crane at Rockefeller Center. And this thing is just horrendous. It is like Charlie Brown's Christmas tree. It's missing limbs. It's all sparse. It looks like it's like a bad haircut.
Yes.
You know, if you go to like a really just a butcher of a barber and they wreck your
uneven
hair.
Uneven layers.
Oh, the tree is, I don't know what happened.
Oh my God. When they lifted it up, the bottom unfolded and all the limbs just went limp. Holy cow, this thing's dead. It's now, a dead tree.
Are they going to be able to like primp it a little bit and make it look better?
It's missing limbs. It's dead. It's brown.
What happened from Oneonta down to Manhattan with the Rockefeller Center Christmas tree? It is the saddest, most pathetic thing you've ever seen. And then Rockefeller Center, they were tweeting out.
Oh, God.
They were tweeting out, oh, you just wait, because they were
trying to build a hype on it.
Yeah, well,
it's funny. Yeah.
It looks like crap.
Because I'm looking at the picture on Fester's computer and I'm Google searching. I can't find the Christmas tree story. So I think they're trying to squash it. All I can find now is that a baby owl was stuck in the tree. It's like they're trying to push that story
that's
out.
That's a completely different story. Right. The same tree.
That's a whole different deal, which I got to be honest. I'm surprised the baby owl survived. Right. Because
how could you not see it?
And that's true. So inside this tree, they discovered this adorable little baby owl.
A delicious baby owl.
Yeah.
They're going to have to fill it with, like, fake tree.
Yes.
This is the saddest tree, and people are commenting online. Just, I made the same joke that this Rockefeller 2020 tree looks like 2020 feels. It's the perfect tree for this year.
All right, so listen to this.
Sad, sad tree.
Rockefeller Center, they tweeted out as if they were the tree. They tweeted out. listen to me. They tweeted out. Wow, you all must look great right after a 2-day drive, huh? they're tweeting out as if the tree is tweeting.
Okay.
Wow. So these are to all the haters saying it looks like a Charlie Brown tree. People are saying this is the perfect crap show tree for 2020 because this year is just a total blow chunks fest.
And Rockefeller Center is trying to gain sympathy by becoming the tree. Yeah, take accountability for a terrible tree.
So they tweet out, wow, you all must look great after a 2-day drive. Just wait until I get my lights on. That was Rockefeller Center tweeting as if they're the tree.
Look, this was donated by a guy named Al Dick.
Oh, it is.
Up in upstate New York, central New York.
It's a Norway spruce, 75 feet, and it looks like 40% of the tree was lost on the highway on the way down.
This isn't the tree they picked. It's almost like a bait and switch.
You think it was a bait and switch tree?
It was almost like a bait.
A tree scam?
I saw the picture they took of the tree before they chopped it, and it was a beautiful tree.
We ought to get Al Dick on the phone. Get that Dick on the phone, will you please?
Mr. Dick, we have MJ Morning Show, line one.
Al Dick really hoodwinked us on this one.
Yeah, we need to get Al Dick on the phone. Right. Hey, Fester, it's a nursery, right? Al Dick of Daddy Al's General Store in Oneonta, New York. Right. Fester, get me this Dick on the phone, will you please?
Boy, he really Aldous us over.
Yeah, he's the one who sold you. Like, wait till she gets her lights on her. She'll look great.
I want to speak to this Dick. Get this Dick on the line.
Come on.
What's the name of his company?
Daddy Al's General Store in what is it?
Daddy Dick's.
It's Oneonta, New York, upstate.
Okay.
Duh.
Yeah. Fester, go get this guy on the phone.
Let me find this guy.
Right now.
There's got to be a lot of dicks in there you're going to come across.
This is the MJ Morning Show Podcast.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking 5 of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on 5 we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top 5? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.
Thanks for listening to the MJ Morning Show podcast.
Fester, you stumbled upon this, and John Morgan had some kind of a little tiff with Arby's.
I don't want to call it a beef with Arby's, but he does a little video thing on his Twitter page called 60 Seconds with John, and he calls out a bunch of institutional restaurants.
All right, so this is the original video that John Morgan shot and put up on his video blog, his vlog, and he put this up, what, on February 1st? He's driving around in his car, we believe. Is he in Hawaii?
I don't know where he is when he's driving.
So he's February 1st, John Morgan is driving in his car and he's shooting a video. You know, it's on a cell phone holder and he's just rolling and he's just talking.
Yeah, I want to make that point. He's very much against texting and driving and distracted driving. Right. So he's not distracted.
No. Well, he's got the thing in a, I'm sure he's got a cell phone holder and he's just recording and driving. And this is the video that he shot on February 1st.
The thing about Arby's that I don't understand is how does it stay in business? There are certain places that I haven't been to in 10, 15, 20 f***ing years.
Who goes to Bojangles?
Who goes to Bojangles? I drive by Bojangles. Who's there? I drive by Crystals. Unless you're drunk as s*** at 3 in the morning, who goes to Crystals? How do they stay in business? The one that I really worry about is Arby's. I have not been into an Arby's forever and ever and ever. I see them everywhere. It's like Hardee's. I see Hardee's and I see Arby's, but I've not been there in 25, 30 years. How the f*** they stay in business? I don't know. I think it has to do with organized crime and perhaps money laundering. I don't know.
John, this is the best.
Listen, amazing.
This is absolutely the best. That is entertainment right there. And Arby's, of course, you got Ving Rhames saying,
Arby's, we have the meat.
Right. Yeah, the voiceover is the act of Ving Rhames. Does the voice for Arby's, we have the meat.
Listen, I have nothing but respect for John Morgan and his empire, but this is hysterical, Mr. Morgan.
That is absolutely. So I guess he catches the attention of Arby's. And, you know, raises their ire, and Arby's, they send him an Arby's meat suit. I guess Arby's has, like, a track suit that looks like Arby's roast beef slices. So they send him a meat suit, and then John Morgan does a follow-up video.
Hi, everybody. First of all, I want to tell you, no, I am not Pharrell. I'm John Morgan of Morgan & Morgan.
And he's wearing a fedora, so he's wearing like a Pharrell-type hat.
With a big Arby's hat.
I'm coming to you from my home in Maui, Hawaii, where I'm here with my two dogs, my wife, and my rooster, Tommy. Arby's sent me this We Got the Meat sweatsuit, this logo hat. But more importantly, they had flown in a Jamocha shake, beef and cheddar, curly fries from Honolulu. We don't have an Arby's here in Maui. And I want to tell you all this. I haven't been to Arby's in a long, long, long time. But this stuff is flat out delicious. But what I want to say to Arby's is, I apologize. Your food is delicious. Thank you for the sweatsuit. Last thing, Mr. Brown, I know you're the CEO. There's no Arby's in Maui. I want franchise information. We want to say, we got the meats for the people.
Oh, my God.
Whoa, that's John Morgan, man.
I love his meat suit. Look, how he could match up with Lady Gaga.
He's just driving around in Maui, cursing up a storm about Arby's. And
Arby's, we have the meats.
Oh, okay, he lives in a paradise. Did you see his backyard?
Yeah, it's incredible.
It's pretty awesome. Yeah.
I've probably driven by his place when I've been in Maui.
Oh my, yeah. And it just sounded magical.
We got the meats for the people.
That's a great, great story. That is a fantastic story.
Wow, he's pretty awesome.
Listen, John Morgan, come to the studios. We have an Arby's right across the street here in St. Petersburg on 4th Street.
I love that. And you know what, John, I got to introduce you to PDQ. Listen, I'm sure he's been to PDQ. Because doesn't he live in Orlando, I believe? And, you know, there are PDQs.
I think he owns Orlando, actually.
Yeah, there are PDQs in Orlando. And, hey, look at the timing here. It's time for me to talk about PDQ. That's a great story. That is an absolute. Look at him wearing the meat suit in his driveway.
It's hysterical.
The best of MJ, Q105.
I think it's like 52 degrees, like right now at my place in South Tampa.
Yeah, temps are going to struggle today to get to 60 degrees, so bundle up the kitties.
The
yeah.
crisp makes you feel frisky.
Yeah.
MJ, how much colder? Oh, God, you are just like so horny. Jeez, Doug.
Is that why you're wearing this like biker chick outfit today? What? You're a horny biker chick? Is that what you're saying?
What? You look like Dog the Bounty Hunter's wife.
She really has an issue, guys. Really?
I don't think she's getting any.
Ooh, guys, it's cold outside. Let's take our pants off.
Oh, my God, I'm crying.
You say you're feeling, frisky?
No. Animals feel frisky, too. It doesn't have to be related to sex.
No, they don't. I have raccoons in my backyard. I don't see them going at it when it's 40 degrees outside.
Frisky can mean, like, running around more energetic.
No, frisky means one thing.
The way you said that, it's like you want to get with caller number 9 at 800-990-1047.
No, don't call it, people.
Oh my gosh, I'm crying. Have you never heard that expression? That you're talking about crispy.
Yes, I heard. Yes, I've heard frisky.
No, hold on. MJ Morning Show. Hello. No, MJ was kidding. All right, thank you. MJ Morning Show. Hello. No, MJ was kidding. All right, thank you. All right, we got like 4 calls.
Let me just Google frisky.
Hey, MJ Morning Show. Hello.
Do I want to talk to somebody?
All right. Hold on for me, sir. Shut your radio off, please. Okay. Hold on. All right. Line 16. MJ wants to hook up with Roxanne. So oddly.
Are you serious?
Yeah.
Hey, are we on delay? Hi, it's MJ. Good morning.
Yo, man. Am I calling number 10?
No, it's calling number 9.
Oh, damn, I can't hook up with Roxanne. I heard that if you call number 10, it's a hook up with that girl on there. She looks like a biker girl. Or
something? No, it's caller 9.
I got a biker fetish.
What's your name?
Damn it. My name is Ricky.
Ricky. Ricky, you're caller 10. We were looking for caller number 9.
Damn it.
thank you, Ricky. Coop, answer the phones.
I got Tim from Ohio on line 12.
Oh, man.
Hi, it's MJ. Good morning.
Hey, there's snow outside. It's colder than 40. No one gets frisky in Ohio at that weather.
This was in Ohio.
Wait a minute. So you're actually calling from Ohio?
Yeah, I was actually the tab cola guy from the other day.
Tab versus Mr. Pibb or Dr. Pepper.
I got you.
6 weeks ago.
Where in Ohio are you listening?
It's outside of Toledo. It's a small city called Findlay.
All right. Well, hey, thanks for checking in. And no, you can't get it on with Roxanne. Thank you for calling on. Thanks for listening. Hey, have a great day.
Frisky, playful, full of energy, lively, bouncy, bubbly.
Were you up late writing your sex book last night, Roxanne?
Every line just lit up.
This is the MJ Morning Show podcast.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.
Thanks for listening to the MJ Morning Show podcast.
All right, Fessel, let's go. Let's get the show on the road. Folks, we're putting 2 eggs inside the microwave. 1 egg is with the Kansas City Chiefs logo. The other egg has the Tampa Bay Buccaneers logo. These are taped on as a backup. We've also put the name of each team with Sharpie on each egg. This is being videoed, so this whole video will be available on our website at mjmorningshow.com later on this morning. The eggs are going in now.
All right, I put the Kansas City egg in already.
Okay.
And here's the Tampa Bay egg.
And they will be separated equally.
Right.
All right, make sure they're equal on the platter. Try and
there you go. What do you think?
The distances look good?
Pretty good.
Yeah, that's good.
Buck, what do you think? Should we...
No, we're good. You
think we're good?
All right, so...
Can you see the logos?
All right, yeah, I see the logos.
All right, here we go. I'm closing the microwave
the
right
door,
now.
The door is closed. There it is. The door is closed.
Okay.
Put 5 minutes on the clock and let it rip. There it is. Folks, You got to get ready to rip that door open, Fester. Who's going to open the minute we hear an explosion?
We got to pop it open.
You got to open the door.
All right, I'll do it.
All right, Froggy, open that door.
Scrizzle!
The microwave is running.
All right, get ready, Scrizz.
We're waiting for you. You got to get on.
Scrizz.
All
right, quiet. Shh. Get ready.
You got to do it immediately.
Get closer,
right,
dude.
Yeah, right there. The minute one of the egg pops, you must.
You don't want to see it.
What if the microwave blows up?
Stop it.
You must pull the door open immediately to freeze the action.
Oh, God.
Which egg is going to explode first? Kansas City or the Bucks? This determines the winner. Now, that dumb dolphin at the Clearwater Marine Aquarium.
Shut up, man.
Pick the Chiefs.
Weird.
All right, folks.
I think the microwave is going to blow up before the eggs.
Stop it! Okay. Folks, you just heard it. One of the eggs exploded. One of the eggs is intact. All right, Fester.
By the way,
the smell is always putrid. Fester.
All right.
Which egg exploded? Which egg survived?
Oh, my God. The Tampa Bay Buccaneers egg has survived. Yes! 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 Yes!
This is incredible!
This egg is delicious!
Ew. Ladies and gentlemen, the Tampa Bay Buccaneers egg survived! The Kansas City Chiefs egg exploded!
MJ.
Wow.
It's gonna be a really close game, though. Because look, there's a crack. Right there in the Buccaneers.
Bring that over to Buck. Let Buck get a shot of that. Holy moly.
Look how close the game is going to be.
Oh, Mike. All right. Look at the inside of that microwave. That looks like a murder scene. Look.
Wow.
Can you, God. Hey, put that back into the radio station kitchen just like that.
Hang on. Let me do something to it first.
No,
Froggy. Why are we doing that? The microwave served us well.
Now do it.
The door doesn't close now.
I'm Scrizzle. First of all, I thought you guys wanted me to celebrate that way.
Okay, we'll take another whack at it then, Scrizz.
Scrizzle just took the sledgehammer and smashed the...
Oh, my God.
What are you...
Yay, Bucks! Yay! Go, Bucks, go!
Making history.
So MJ.
Oh my God!
Scrizzle smashes the microwave, and the door swings open and hits our camera. And Buck, who's our photo guy here, smiling, goes from super pissed in like no second flat. He's like, "Sorry, man."
Hey, guys, the sledgehammer was just in case the Buck's egg blew up.
Really?
We were supposed to smash the microwave.
I thought you wanted me to smash
the microwave if the outcome was not what we wanted.
Q105, waking up with the best of the MJ Morning Show.
Fester.
Yes.
Are you sure you want to talk about this?
No.
Like you have a choice.
Listen, I have no problem talking about it. I don't think my wife is thrilled that I'm talking about it.
Fester's wife's birthday. Allison is... Oh, you have her on the phone.
Yeah, I guess. I'll bring her on.
All right. Hey, Allison, welcome to the MJ Morning Show. Hi.
Hey there, how are you?
First of all, tomorrow's your birthday. Do you mind telling us how old you're going to be, or you want to keep that secret?
No, she minds. She minds. She has our daughter.
I'm not that old.
My daughter is convinced her mom is 31.
I love you, Allison.
She's anyway, a lot younger.
I'm doing the same thing in my house.
Allison's birthday is tomorrow. Happy birthday. And
thank you.
Fester said to me earlier this week, I think it was Wednesday, that Allison only wants one thing for her birthday, and Fester had us guessing, and none of us guessed. And then he told us, and then he said, let's talk about it on the air. I'm like, Fester, you sure you want to talk about this on the air? And Allison, do you want to talk about this on the air or no?
I didn't want to, but he said that we were, so
I guess
we're talking about it.
Allison, you know how it goes. Sometimes we talk about things we're a little less than comfortable about, but that's okay. That's how the show goes, man.
All right, so who's gonna broach this? Are you going to do it, Fester, or Allison, are you going to tell us what you want for your birthday? I guessed a new SUV, And I was going to hook you up with Gary Gordon at Fields BMW, get you an X5, just like Froggy's wife and Roxanne is a Fields BMW X5. What? I'll let you do it. What do you want for your birthday?
I asked for something that women all over get, and I wanted to get Botox. And I have friends that are in their 20s, their 30s, their 40s. Lots of people get it, and I didn't think it was that big of a deal, but he seemed to think it was.
So. I know plenty of folks who get Botox. Where do you think you need Botox, Allison? Because I saw you recently. I didn't see any areas where, oh my God, she's looking all craggly.
Well, I wanted to get it in my forehead and in between my eyes and then kind of where the underneath your eye area. And it was more a preventative thing that I wanted to get so that it can prevent the wrinkles from coming. I asked for it.
She tells me she wants Botox. I'm like, honey, what would you like for your birthday? And then she's like, Botox. And I'm thinking, and the first thing I say is, you don't need Botox. And she looks at me dead face and she says, I don't want my face to move.
Well, all right. Do you have a place to get it? Do you know someone or?
She did the research. She apparently found the place.
All right. And how expensive is it?
It can range anywhere from $200 to $500.
All right. Well,
can I tell them how cheap we are?
No.
We bought a Groupon.
That's not cheap. That's smart. No,
okay. A Groupon for Botox. you do that for like a sandwich at a restaurant.
I do it for that too.
Oh
but
my God! All right. And Allison, happy birthday! And I got to run. Happy birthday! And
you'll
get your Botox. All right.
Okay. Thank you, guys. Bye.
Wow, all right, that's fantastic.
This is the MJ Morning Show podcast.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top 5 Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
Thanks for listening to the MJ Morning Show podcast.
We were talking a second ago about what is the name of the show? 1,000 Pound Sisters?
Yes, 1,000 Pound Sisters.
I keep wanting to say My 1,000 Pound Sisters. We were talking about that, and then Froggy, who's fixated with Meghan Markle's feet, especially with the royal interview, then didn't you just say you'd like a reality show on feet?
I think as a morning show, there is a reality show called My Feet Are Killing Me, but I think us as a show should have a Fix My Feet contest for people with horrible feet.
We're talking about celebrity feet here. I don't know why and how we got into this.
Because I brought up Meghan Markle's feet, and then I brought up Wiki Feet.
Right, oh, that's right. There's no Wiki Feet website.
Okay. Go to your phone and look up Wiki Feet.
Right, Fester, go to Wiki Feet. Right. Fester, go to...
W-I-K-I-F-E-T.
Wiki Feet is a website?
On my phone right there.
You got to be kidding. What? This site has been blocked by your network administrator. WikiFeed has been blocked by the Beasley Media Group web administrator.
They block everything around here.
I guess I got to look at it on your phone.
Feet of the year. Whoa.
Wow, you're right. Feet of the week, feet of the day.
Now, wait a sec. Wait a minute. As we're talking about this, the text line is blowing up.
Pictures.
Our text line is the same as the call-in line. So when we take phone calls from you, you call 800-990-1047, or you can also use 800-990-1047 as a text line as well. We see your texts. They come up on a screen here in the studio. And Roxanne, you've just been inundated with bad celebrity feet.
Started with Brie Larson, and I've just gotten an onslaught. Some of them include pictures, and some I have to go cross-reference and look up.
You know, you don't take their word for it?
Now, I love that movie she was in. It was Room, right?
Room. She's a great actress.
Yeah, Room was great. I don't recall seeing any close-ups of her feet in Room.
Well, they were in that room for a while.
Yeah, that was a kind of a small, confined place. So if there'd be any place that I would see Brie Larson's toes, I think
oh
it would
my
be,
God.
It would be in Room. What?
Plus one of my favorites, Amy Adams. I just saw her foot. Oh my God. Oh my God.
What are we doing here? What the?
Oh my God.
Oh my. What is? Oh my God. Holy.
Oh no.
I gotta look away.
Okay. What? I just typed in Brie Larson's feet. Oh, geez. And it's like they're all the same length. It's like a square foot.
That's good for ballet. You could do really, you could be a great dancer with feet like that.
They're rocks.
Our listeners have flooded our text line with celebrities with bad feet. All right, Brie Larson, who else?
Kim Kardashian.
Kim Kardashian has bad feet?
Really?
Yeah, pull them up. Pull them up.
Okay, well, all right, next.
The one that was really tough is Kirsten Dunst.
Kirsten Dunst has,
she dunst have good feet.
Who else on the list?
Jennifer Garner. She's got a lot of overlap going on.
Look at Jennifer Garner's foot.
Hey, what's in your wallet? How about using your Capital One Visa card to get your feet worked on?
It looks like a hoof.
Or how about pulling out your credit card with your toes?
Who else? Anybody else?
Katie Holmes.
Oh, I'm looking at Katie Holmes right now. She's got four knuckles on each toe.
Celebrity feet. Bad celebrity feet. Our text line is getting slammed.
Sarah Jessica Parker.
You know, I believe that.
Is there a horseshoe on the bottom?
Yeah, I don't even need to look that one up. I believe it.
Folks, I mentioned, I got to get off the celebrity feet.
No, let's talk about these horrible feet all day.
What did I just tease? Before the feet thing, do you guys even remember what I teased?
Oh, yeah, there's Kim Kardashian. Look at that, MJ. How sexy is that right there? Peaky toes are hanging out of the shoe.
My God. They're like devil's horns going in different directions. All right, hang on a minute. What did I tease? Who's are those?
I told you that's Sarah Jessica Parker's
feet. Oh, my God. Fester's brought up Sarah Jessica Parker's feet. Hey, Coop, are you okay in there?
I am not. I don't.
is that a fungus? God.
Celebrity feet.
Is that a fungus?
I don't know what it is.
I'm just picturing the way they smell, too.
Froggy, you should have like a foot beauty contest.
Dude, what's the yellow part?
Let me tell you right now that if you fantasize about some of these celebrities, if you saw their feet,
I'm telling you,
you would retch.
I'm telling you.
Oh my God.
Jesus.
Oh my God. What did you just do?
Damn it.
It's the MJ Morning Show. This is Q105. Fester,
I can't put on my headphones.
You got to get a picture of this.
What did you do, Froggy?
Hold on, I'll put your headphones on. Hold on,
let me put my headphones on.
MJ's coming around the mic, putting Froggy's headphones on right now.
Careful. Froggy, that is your karma for sending that text message that caused me to go to work on Monday. This is what you get.
Don't touch MJ. Don't touch
him. Damn it.
Hold your hand up. Let me see this hand of yours.
Froggy is covered with spray paint. Froggy's hand is covered with like a teal colored spray paint. What did you just... Listen, I'm supposed to talk about memories
I messed up again.
What did you just do?
I thought this was... What does this look like to you? What does this look like?
Let me see this thing.
Looks kind of like a...
Right, Froggy just handed me a can.
What does that look like to you?
Industrial Choice by Rust-Oleum Precision Line Inverted Marking Chalk.
I didn't read all that. Just glance at it. What does it look like?
This is a can of spray paint that they use to mark like utilities on the street.
Damn it.
Where do you find this?
It was just sitting right there by the dispenser for hand sanitizer. I thought it was sanitizing spray.
You know what? You're the same type of person who would spray Gorilla Glue in your hair.
I mean, it's not far off, Roxanne.
Oh, my God.
I thought it was antibacterial spray or whatever.
Where is all of the... Is it just on your hand?
It's on my hand. It's on my sweater a little bit. I sprayed it on my hand to wipe it and give my hand a wipe.
So you thought that this was...
Doesn't it look at it. From afar, doesn't it look like sort of a aerosol, like, spray?
All right, first of all...
A cleaner, if you will.
Right, we are rolling MJ TV on this, correct, Coop?
Yeah, I'm rolling right now.
All right, I'm going to hold this up to the camera so people can see this. So later on today, folks, as soon as this is posted, afternoon or 1 o'clock, we post video segments from the show. We will post this segment on our website. So this will be on MJ TV later on. Froggy, this was where in the...
It was right next to, you know, when you walk by that pool table, I was going to go get some paper and they have the pump for your hand. They have another thing there for sanitization. And then they have that right next to it. It's almost like somebody put it there as a joke.
All right, Froggy grabbed a can of spray paint thinking it was like sanitizer or
douse myself.
Like a disinfectant spray. Now, this is the can of spray paint, an inverted marking paint to mark pavement.
All right, who uses aerosol disinfectant to clean their hands?
I do.
Hey, all stop using all those disinfectants and let your natural immune system work.
And here's a can of surface disinfectant and deodorant that we have in the studio. So you're saying you confuse these?
I just grabbed it and I went, I'm just going to douse my hands and clean them up real good because I touched disgusting stuff around here. Door handles. Pool balls.
Froggy has.
And then I'm like, why is this hand? Why is this sanitizer green?
Son of a! I just got it on my head.
Ha! Oh. Yeah.
No, I didn't. It's
because you get.
You've got it all over. Damn it! You've got it all over the top of the can.
It's all over my hand too. So
yeah. Well, what happened was MJ. He sprayed his hand and then put it in his hand. Now the paint's on top of the can.
Sorry, I made a mess of this show.
Froggy has no idea how to handle a spray paint.
I'm supposed to talk about now. I got stuff. What looks like I robbed a bank or something. The dye pack exploded.
This is like when I used to put powder on my junk and I accidentally did the Ajax. Not quite as painful.
Yeah, Froggy once put Ajax down his pants instead of fast-acting Tenactive.
It was Comet, wasn't it?
Comet, yeah.
Oh, my gosh, that's harsh.
Whatever it was. Froggy, you just derailed the whole thing.
Sorry, this sucks.
I was going to talk about memories here.
Coop, give me something to wipe my hands with.
Yeah, me too. I've got...
Come on, Coop!
It's like I touched Froggy's can and there's paint all over the top of
the thing. What is he going to bring out? Paint thinner? I mean, you guys are screwed until the next commercial break. You got to scrub it off.
This is some fast-drying stuff.
That's kind of the point of spray paint. It dries quickly.
I look like I just,
can you hold it up to the camera? Hold it up.
It's like me and the Incredible Hulk had a fun time.
Oh my God.
It's like you and Kermit the Frog when you get ice cream.
I've never heard of anyone using an aerosol can.
It's just something I would do to
room disinfectant to then spray it on your hands.
I do it with the can in here. I do it with Windex, too.
The skin on your hands is just going to fall off.
Looks like Froggy and the Grinch just did a little Netflix and chill.
All right. folks, breaking news. Froggy's doused in paint. Now I've got paint on my
hand. I got it on my pants now.
You're screwed. You're just screwed.
This is the MJ Morning Show podcast. BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.
Thanks for listening to the MJ Morning Show podcast.
God, how did I drop the ball on this?
How
the hell did I not think of it's just another Cyber Monday? You know, really, Black Friday was Cyber Friday because people visiting stores was down over 50%. And people were doing a lot of shopping online on Friday. So Black Friday really became like Cyber Friday leading up to Cyber Monday here. I don't have any lyrics written yet, so I guess we could try to, you know, I guess we could try to wing it here, Fester. Right? You want to try to wing it?
Oh, God.
All right, hold on.
Yeah, this is a longer intro than the one we have on our...
6 o'clock this morning.
No,
it was
God.
Faster.
God.
Oh, damn it. When does it start?
What?
I started on the punch.
No, you didn't. You were too early, you idiot.
On the punch? Who are you?
You were too early. No, dude.
Phil Spector over here.
Dude, you're way too early.
We're scrolling a little bit. We don't have to listen to this whole intro again.
You weren't even close. You couldn't get it right when it was playing normally.
Like, do we need the music for these lyrics?
You're going to be able to pick it up?
No.
All right.
Hold on.
Hold on. Are you singing this or am I singing it?
You go first. You go first.
This is going to be good.
All right.
Oh, God.
Six o'clock already. I was just in the middle of a dream.
That's the regular song.
I was looking at my cell phone, looking at the Walmart screen. And that's all I have.
But I can't be late or I'll miss all those good deals.
Yeah, so...
Oh, my God, that sucked.
Your first lyric was the exact lyric from the song.
Wow.
Identical.
Yeah, because you're in the middle of a dream.
Oh, Fester, what do you have?
Your first parody song lyric was
the song.
I realize that, but I wasn't able to think of anything. Right, you think you have something better?
Fesh, you can beat that. Come on.
You couldn't even come in on time on that thing.
You got it. Let's go, Fesh. Let's go, baby.
Let me do this. Let me back it up. All right,
kick
you ready?
His ass, Fesh.
All right, here we go. You ready? Here we go. Let's see what Fester's got. Come on. Let's see what the Fester's got here.
I'm laying in bed naked looking at my computer screen. Scrolling through Amazon looking for some body cream.
Oh, God.
I don't know.
Is that all you have?
I mean, cream is the only word I could think of for dream or screen. God.
You're naked in your bed and you're shopping for Amazon cream?
Are parody songs supposed to make you feel nauseous?
I'm about to hurl.
What do you guys got?
I'm about to throw up right now.
Mm. So maybe you didn't miss the boat on this song.
Maybe I should have left that damn thing alone.
You were exactly right not to pursue this one.
From the beginning.
You didn't drop the ball.
From the beginning, I hit the Meth Lab jingle and it's something else. We should have aborted right then and there. Are you ready?
I can't laugh while I do it or the voice will be even worse.
Yeah, here we go.
This is our
Cyber Monday song, right?
Oh, God.
Yeah, this is a longer intro than our parody for Meth Lab Monday. All right, here we go. You ready?
I'm ready.
After the two drum beats. All right, here we go. All right, here we go. Wait a minute.
6 o'clock already. I was just scrolling through my phone. Oh, snap, it's Cyber Monday, and I do need to get alone. But I gotta shop, cause otherwise I won't get laid.
What?
What?
These are days when you wish your last girlfriend had stayed.
Oh my God.
What?
That was written for Fester to sing, not me.
What? What? You're a lesbian now?
No.
Is that your... So wait a minute.
Now we're talking.
We're learning something new every day. So Roxanne's into women.
I wrote it for Fester to sing, and you guys just made me sing it.
You know, you're a lipstick lesbian.
You would be the woman.
Yeah, you're a lipstick lesbian.
You need to find yourself a good butch.
My question is, how do we do a parody song about shopping online on a Monday to getting action?
It's the MJ Morning Show.
Roxanne, told this to the room. Did you not expect this to make it on the air?
It was kind of just an A and B conversation between me and Fester.
Mm-hmm. This would have been a good blind item for next week, MJ.
So Roxanne's got a little story involving a bounce house. You user. You cretin. You're a terrible...
Who you're using?
You're a terrible
guys.
Neighbor. You're a terrible member of your West Chase community.
I am.
She's a fantastic...
By the way, I've got no problem talking about Roxanne and West Chase because there are 29 million homes in West Chase. So
she lives in Bennington.
Yeah.
What?
The enclave she lives in.
So here's the deal. My daughter is obsessed with bounce houses. Doug used to take her once a week. They closed during the pandemic, and it's so sad to see her go by and go, Mommy, the bounce house is still closed. Yes, they are. So I'm driving home yesterday. I pull into the yard. There is the biggest bounce house I've ever seen, like with the slides. It was a water slide one, multiple slides,
a pool attached.
Is this a rental?
This is in your neighborhood, and is it right next door?
It's on top of our driveway because I kind of live on the corner and this house is on the corner too. And I mean, it's right there.
So it's your next door neighbor?
Yes. Yes. They back up to me.
Okay.
And so, but they're also my next door neighbor, if that makes sense.
It does. I can picture it.
Yes. So
your back door neighbor.
So I'm like, oh my gosh, I have to take my daughter to piano. She's going to see this bounce house and she's going to flip out. So I tried to get her in the car, take her to piano.
You should have just like, hey, we're going to play a new game. Blindfold. What's your daughter's name?
Evelyn.
Evelyn Jade, right. Hey, Evelyn Jade, we're going to play a new game. Put this blindfold on and guess where we're going so she can't see the bounce house next door.
I should have thought of that.
Call me up. I got all kinds of tricks. Yeah. All right.
When she saw that bounce house, she was like, what is that? So I concocted this big story when we got home that I talked to the lady and she said that it's just for boys. And then my daughter said, yeah.
Wait a minute. So you lied to your kid and now you're introducing a gender discrimination?
What? She just has boys.
At 4 years old, you're introducing. Okay,
exactly. So then I feel bad because I did that. And my daughter's the type where she would call the woman out the next time she saw her.
And she'll never forget that the bounce house was not. All right. So
never.
All right, folks, listen to what Roxanne did next.
So I kind of have another confession, which is I'm not really that friendly of a neighbor. And
Roxanne told us that she never has talked to this neighbor ever. Gives them dirty looks because they don't mow their lawn. They don't mow their lawn a lot.
Ew.
And they're not very friendly. And Roxanne doesn't give them the time of day. Doesn't like them. The husband is all tatted up and smells bad.
They have a car parked in the front yard.
Yeah, that's all true. Yeah, that's
okay.
All true.
Okay.
Okay.
All right.
You say he has a peg leg?
You've never spoke to this neighbor other than a passing pleasantry.
Like, there's not even passing pleasantries. So, Roxanne, what do you do?
So, I got a bottle of bourbon from my house. And I brought it over
to
them.
Doug's grips.
And I just wheeled my kids up in the strollers and I said, "Do you mind?" I go, "Here you go. Just wanted to give this to you because I could tell there was a party going on." And
you ignore this neighbor for years like they have a leper colony over there. And now you're going over with a bottle of booze.
In the middle of a party?
At 3 o'clock in the afternoon.
So obviously a children's party, by the way, because it's a bounce house.
Everybody was talking
about
you.
To beg for your kids to be able to go in their bounce house.
Whoa.
You
cretin. That's a new low.
That is an absolute new low.
How low can you go?
Stay obliged.
Go ahead.
Did you talk to the husband or the wife?
Both.
What if he is a recovering alcoholic? I support people in recovery. Recovery is great. But what if he's having an issue?
He just fell off the wagon last night.
Damn that, Roxanne.
He was clean and sober for 761 days, and
he just got this new chip.
Hey, honey, when's that radio girl going to come by?
He got into the car, and he crashed into a light pole on Hillsborough.
And they were...
Her husband's passed out in the middle of the street.
That bitch Roxanne next door gave me some Woodford Reserve.
What happened was
this bitch dropped off some sailors.
This really happy lady with two kids came by and said, "Hey, can you use your bounce?"
Oh my God.
This is the MJ Morning Show podcast. BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone. Thanks for listening to the MJ Morning Show podcast.
Hello?
Hello, is this the Supreme Court building?
That's correct.
Yes, my name is Milton Fludgecow, and I am the representative for the singer Sade.
Uh-huh.
Do you know Sade?
No, I don't know that person. Yeah, other policemen might know him, but I don't know that person.
Well, Sade is the internationally famous superstar singer, and she's supposed to be in court today. She's the one that yelled and screamed at the officers and, was weaving and swerving.
So what do you want to know about her?
I'm her lawyer.
Yeah, sir.
She can't make it.
She can't make it today?
No, she's got a nail appointment.
Yeah, please call back about 9 o'clock.
9 o'clock? Now listen here, what's your name?
I said, please call back about 9 o'clock. I can put you on to higher authority.
I understand
that. Tell them that.
But listen, I want to offer money. I want to bribe somebody. I got serious cash for the judge.
Yeah.
I got like $8,000 to have the judge do things my way. I got $1,000 in it for you.
So what are you saying?
I'm saying that I'm offering you cash to drop the kids. And that Sade can't make it because she has a nail appointment and she's got the bad case of the squirts.
What case is that, Charles?
The squirts.
Well, I'm not the arresting officer.
Okay, well, listen, I got cash coming out the wazoo. I'm ready to pay everyone off. All right, got $1,000 for you just for picking up the phone. How about that?
Yes, yes.
You like that, huh?
You have the grand to give me?
Yes.
So how would I receive that?
I'll do it later today.
Can you reach here by about 9 o'clock this morning?
Yes. I'll come up. I got a bag of loot.
My name is Bogle.
Oh, good. Okay, I will see you at 9 o'clock. Let's just get this whole Sade thing thrown out, okay?
I am Bogle, right?
Yes,
I was. Bogle?
Yes, Bogle.
Yes.
I will see you at 9 o'clock.
So please come and ask for Mr. Bogle, right?
Absolutely.
And I will talk to you and talk to other people, right?
Absolutely. Get the hand out. I got some money for you.
So you reach here at the Supreme Court?
Yes.
By 9 o'clock and ask for Mr. Bogle, all right?
I will see you there. I'm going to have a wheelbarrow full of money.
So you will come 9 o'clock and ask for Mr. Bogle?
Yes.
9 o'clock, all right?
Yes.
This morning.
Bogle, I'll see you this morning, 9 o'clock.
9 o'clock this morning,
yes,
right?
Yes.
What's your name again?
My name is Milton Fludgecow, attorney at law.
Okay, ask for Mr. Bogle, all right?
Mr. Bogle.
Yes, yes, sir.
I will see you.
Ask for Mr. Bogle, all right?
Yes, I'll see you in a couple of minutes. 9 o'clock. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Oh, my God.
It's the best of the MJ Morning Show.
We spoke about a woman in, I think, Buffalo, New York.
Yeah, outside of Buffalo.
She's been receiving, like, thousands of packages at her house. They're even dropping off pallets, UPS, Amazon, and she's getting just this ridiculous amount of product to her house, and it's not her. She didn't order it. She's trying to get it shut off. And then this woman calls up, and she's had, like, a similar deal. Christine is in Palm Harbor. Christine, welcome to the MJ Morning Show. Hi.
Hi, good morning.
All right, Christine, what's going on with you? You're also getting, how many packages would you say you've gotten at your house?
Well, thank God I'm not getting pallets yet, but I will say I've probably gotten in the last couple of weeks hundreds of packages.
What?
Sometimes I come home and I can't even get by my front door.
Oh, my God. All right, what? And you're not ordering any of this, right?
No. In fact, my husband had brought, when this initially started, my husband brought a couple of packages in, laid them on the counter. In fact, he kind of was like, what are these? And I said, I don't know. What are they? And he said, you're ordering it. It's from Amazon. Your name's on it. And I said, I don't know what any of these items are. And, I mean, we were, like, stunned.
All right, so your name's on it. These are Amazon boxes, correct, or envelopes?
Yes.
All right, what are you getting?
Oh, we're getting the most bizarre items. Sometimes we have items we don't even know what they are, and we still don't know what they are.
Right, give me a rundown. Give me a list of items that you do know what they are. Just give me a sample of what you're getting.
Okay, we got a couple of Bluetooth shower speakers.
Nice. Nice.
A case of hair ties. Silicone phone cases. Seeds. Don't ask me what kind of seeds.
The seed thing. That's we talked about the seed thing last fall when we came back on the air back in October. People were getting mailed seeds, and that caused, like, an investigation in, like, 32 states. All right, what else are you getting?
Children's items. Lots of, like, Miss Kitty type of nightlights.
All right, all together. Do me a favor. All together. How long has this been going on?
Oh, a couple of months.
Oh,
I would say since Christmas.
Oh, my God.
Oh, I can use everything on that list. You're so lucky, Christy. Yeah.
I wanted the hair ties.
Yeah, seriously. I got kids.
All right, so, Christy, how many, if you were to estimate, how many packages do you think you've gotten? Give me an estimate.
Probably 200 or 300.
What are you doing with all this stuff?
I drop them off at Goodwill because I don't even want to. I mean, I called Amazon and I said, please stop these people. And they said, we can't tell you how many thousands of calls we get about this. And we've tracked it down to a warehouse in California, but that comes in from the international locations abroad. And they said, even though it's against our policy, we can't do anything about it because they're not really violating anything. They're giving you free items, ma'am. I said, but I don't want this crapola.
Is there anything that you did want? Is there anything that you've used or you've kept?
You know, it's funny you say that. My husband last week got some kind of a sound bar for the TV. and that was the first usable item.
Oh, my God.
I've been using the shower radios.
My guess is that this is what they call a product review scam, where they send out the item to you, and then maybe someone writes a fake review under your name. Does that sound right?
That is correct. My name's out there, and I have 5-star reviews for every one of these items.
Oh, so you have given 5-star reviews. Of course, you really didn't. Under your name, 5-star reviews for all the items that were sent to you.
Absolutely.
It's the review scam. That's what this is.
What?
And you can't shut it off. Well, listen, you got a sound bar for the TV at least.
How do you get on that list?
I love stuff here.
Seriously.
How do you get off the list?
but it sounds like a curse.
A bunch of free stuff? Are you kidding me? I'll take it.
Yes. It's a curse. Oh, man. That is a great story. Christine, thank you so much. And hopefully good stuff keeps coming and not garbage and crap you don't want.
Exactly, but I think it's more crap than anything else. Everything falls apart, little pieces, like everything seems like it's, we had a children's doodle pads. We got like 25 of those, and they're supposed to be like magnetic, and there's like a battery in the back that, you know, it nothing works, all garbage.
All right, Christine, call us back if anything really good comes, okay?
All right, thank you. Have a wonderful day.
And do me a favor, spread the word that the MJ Morning Show is back on Q105.
Absolutely. Yeah.
This is the MJ Morning Show podcast. BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top 5 Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone. Thanks for listening to the MJ Morning Show podcast.
I asked the question, what if your husband came to you and said, hey, honey, I'd like to see some prostitutes on the side. Would you have a problem with that? And thanks to Roxanne. She's the one that brought this story to our attention. Let's grab Debbie. Debbie is in Tampa. Hey, Debbie, you're on the MJ Morning Show. Hi.
Hi, how are you?
We are well. Go ahead.
No, hell no.
Has it ever happened?
No, don't do it. If you want to do that, you be single. No, if you're married, you're married. That's it.
I think
if you want to have extracurricular activities, then you be stay single.
There you go, Debbie. Thanks. I think that you probably represent the feelings of most of our married female listeners. Let's grab Teresa St. Pete. Hey, Teresa, you're on the MJ Morning Show. Hi.
Hello. How are you?
Doing well. Go ahead.
Well, the key thing here is if she wants an open relationship, and that's what was said. So, if there's an open relationship and he wants to see a prostitute, go for it.
But that's the question. If they want an open relationship and they agree, should prostitutes be in bounds or should that be out of bounds?
Absolutely not. Not out of bounds.
All right.
If they want an open relationship, she can go get who she wants to.
Gotcha. Thanks for the call. All right, let's grab Ashley and Holiday. Hello, Ashley. You're on the MJ Morning Show on Q105. Hello.
Hi. Good morning.
Morning, Ashley. Go ahead.
I think it's absolutely ridiculous. I think prostitutes are definitely out of the question if you're married.
Are you married, Ashley?
I am for almost 17 years, and I would probably kill my husband if he even suggested that.
All right, so there's no open relationship arrangement in your marriage. You guys are monogamous, and you're happily married?
Yes, we are, but I do know people that do have open relationships, and I think that's still a little too far.
Ashley, now, you don't have to answer this, and if this is uncomfortable, then I apologize. In 17 years of marriage, have you ever strayed or has your husband ever strayed, if you know about it?
Just hang up on him, Ashley.
Not that I know of, or I wouldn't be married anymore.
Ashley, thanks for the call. Roxanne, what did you say?
I said hang up on him.
What? Why? I can't ask
Yeah, that's a shame. Well, I did cheat on him one time, but he doesn't know it yet.
Now he does. Thanks, MJ.
I love you, Crip. Michelle is in Lutz. Michelle, you're on the MJ Morning Show. Hi.
Hey, guys. I'm right in between Paradise Lakes and Caliente.
Well, close your eyes.
So, yes, absolutely. That's why there's accidents out here. I used to be a ship shopper. We know which addresses to avoid delivering our groceries.
Guys, all right, Michelle.
Ship shopper. You wouldn't deliver groceries to nude people?
That's great. Hey, Michelle, go ahead. Tell me about the prostitute. What if your husband said to you, hey, would you mind if I saw some paid sex workers on the side?
Yeah, there's going to have to be a new definition of safe sex, first of all. Is it masks now? Is it masks and other protection? I'm not sure. And it depends on how much he's taken out of my budget for shopping. So,
all right. Thanks for the call. I appreciate it. Thank you. Drive safely. Sylvia, Riverview. Hi, you're on the MJ Morning Show. Hello.
Absolutely not. My husband wouldn't even think about that. But, you know, anybody who's considering an open relationship, I would just say, you need Jesus.
There you go.
Jesus.
All right, one more. Let me grab Nikki. Nikki's in Holiday also. Hi, Nikki. You're on the MJ Morning Show. Hello.
Hi. You know, I totally agree with the girl and the guy having, if they want an open relationship, if you think about it, he would pay less with a prostitute than he would to take some chick out to dinner and out to a hotel.
True. That's a really good point.
Oh.
The economics of it. We got some insight from a swinger, a former swinger on the text line.
Yeah.
He says he was a swinger with his girlfriend. We looked good then. It was never about being with another woman. As a guy, I enjoyed seeing her with somebody else. And he thinks that's the norm. So it's good insight.
I don't think it's the norm.
Thanks for listening to the MJ Morning Show podcast. BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.